Yo, welcome back, Houston Rockets Daily. Let's talk Rockets.
Episode number 63. Thank you guys for tuning in. Now, we play on ESPN. The Houston Rockets are back on ESPN for the first time in over 2 years. James Harden returns to Houston. I can't wait for that one. We're definitely going to be watching it. Probably should live stream it. But we're not. So welcome back to the pod. Welcome back to the show. These are available, as always. What's up, Joshua? These are available on streaming platforms. The link is down below, or you could type in Let's Talk Rockets, Jackson Ulster, or anything like that on Spotify and Apple. We're up to 5 reviews. We got 5 stars on Spotify. So thank you. As Josh, our OG listener, can already tell, we've got way too short of a cut, but you know, it is what it is. And let's throw the zinni in and let's get into it. So we're gonna make this really quickly because once again we play in a couple of hours here, but I just finished watching last night's game and it was awesome. And I think we had just one of the best fourth quarters I've seen possibly all season. I know we've had some really good games, especially at home. But last night's fourth quarter was pretty much everybody. Obviously, Elprin Shangoon, 45 points, 16 rebounds, 3 assists, 19 of 32 from the field, 2 of 3 from downtown, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. He had 5 total steals. He had a block. And this is important because, first of all, 5 steals, 1 block, unbelievable. But he went up against Victor Wembanyama, who finished the night with 7 total blocks. He dealt with a little bit of foul trouble. He went out in what was at the end of the second. But nonetheless, dude, he put on an absolute clinic. And then I also love, you know, Cam Whitmore in just 20 minutes, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 9 of 16 from the field, 1 of 4 from downtown. He was, you know, as Josh is kind of pointing out here, you know, looking like Nikola Jokic, a little bit of Dirk Nowitzki, the finesse, the touch, the IQ Elprin Shangoon has is really impressive. And he went through a little bit of a downtrend right before All-Star break, and you could tell him especially, but you know, a lot of the Rockets guys and most of the NBA, everybody was just gassed. And I think Elprin Shangoon, although he was still putting up some solid stats on the season, 21 points per game, 9.3 rebounds, 4.8 assists. Yeah, the dude can certainly play. 21 years old. So I think my new notion for the rest of the season. Now, of course, you know, we got Jalen Green. I'll talk about Jalen a little bit more specifically in a second here. I think my route for the rest of the regular season is just going to be, damn, we got terrible Wi-Fi going on today. What's going on, man? Hold on. Is Twitter down? Is X down? The pass was insane to Jalen or to Cam Whitmore. That was unbelievable. Oh my goodness. I had my earlier today, I like was on my laptop earlier today. And then I got back home from the gym. I went on my laptop and like auto refreshed and I got signed out of every single thing I have. And it's very frustrating. So I guess we can't get onto Twitter here. I'm not quite sure what's going on here. Oh my goodness. Let me just try this real quick. Nope. Fuck. Nope. Fuck. All right. Anyways, let's just get into it. We're rambling. We're scrambling. I had tweets ready to go. But Elprin Shangoon last night showed me a lot. And I think, you know, at this point in the season, man, what we're like 5.5 games outside of the 8th seed. It's not looking good, and Golden State just got Andrew Wiggins back. I'm glad for Andrew Wiggins. Everything's, you know, good and cleared up, but you know, the play-in's looking like a really long shot. I don't know what our exact odds are. I saw on CBS Sports we have like less than a 1% chance to make the playoffs, to make the play-in, but I still think, you know, we've got like the 5th or 6th easiest schedule from here on out, so I am hoping that we can just go on some type of crazy run. I think in the early, I think before the season began, my target number for the Rockets win total was 35. So we would need 8 more wins. I think that's certainly in play. Going above 500 might be a little bit difficult. I'm not great at math here. To go 500, we would have to go 14-7, which is very doable. But with the plan, it's not looking good. So I'm just going to kind of go into the offseason or going through the rest of the season. We'll deal with, you know, franchise type of player in the offseason. But I think Elprin Şengün last night, especially against Victor Wembanyama, really showed me a lot. It's crazy. It was a really good win. It was a really good fourth quarter. And it's crazy because it came in a game where Jabari Smith Jr. had 2 points and Dylan Brooks had 0 points. So Cam Whitmore, Freddie Double V has been playing really well as well. Jalen Green couldn't throw a grape in the ocean from beyond the from the three-point line last night. But I still think Jalen Green has something different. We know post-All-Star Jalen Green statistically is a different breed. But Jalen Green, in the last three games, even just shooting splits aside, I've never viewed Jalen Green. He's not an inefficient shot chucker like a lot of people on, you know, Twitter might like to make him out to be. But efficiency is never like a huge concern with Jalen Green because he's going to have really good on nights and he's going to have some nights where he's struggling. Like he did last night, you know, going, what was it, 1-10, 1-11 from downtown, 1-10 from downtown, but he still finished with 23 points on 11-23 from the field. So that stuff I'm going to take. And obviously against Phoenix, he had the back-to-back 34-point nights. I just like the way he's moving. I just like kind of the confidence that he looks like he's got going on right now. He's really, really getting to the rim well. He's getting to the rim efficiently, as far as my eyes can tell. So, yeah, it's looking good. Picks for the upcoming – ooh, low-key praying Barkley goes to the Texans. I think that's a done deal. I do think that's going to happen. Houston Rocket draft picks. So we don't have our own, what is it, unless we are the like a bottom four team. I think we are all set on our first year pick this season. We might actually just straight up not have it. But we do have from that James Harden deal. We've got pretty much pick swaps coming up for the next several seasons. But we do have the Nets pick this year, first and second round. And I don't think there's any protection on that draft pick, if I'm not mistaken. This is more stuff I don't really think concern myself with, but there would be no point, essentially, no protections. There are no protections on our Brooklyn Nets pick. How is Brooklyn doing? I don't think they're looking good, man. 25-37. Let's do NBA standings. Nets tape, 11th seed. Oh, they're not that bad. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about the offseason, but no, we don't have our draft selection unless it falls, I believe, in the top four. So wouldn't worry about that. I just want to win, man. I just want to go on win streaks here. I think getting a win tonight at home against the Clippers with James Harden coming into town, I think that would go a very long way. But to me, the final stretch, I mean, damn, dude, we only have 2 months left of basketball. We only have a month and a half. We got less than a month and a half left of basketball. We pretty much have like 5 weeks. It's crazy how fast the NBA season goes sometimes. But a win tonight, before we go on a little road trip, a little West Coast road trip against Portland and Sacramento to finish off this week, and then we got the Spurs early next week. Then you've got Washington, Cleveland, Washington, Chicago, Utah, Portland, OKC, Utah, Dallas, Minnesota, Golden State, Miami, Dallas. Damn, dude, that's a tough first four games of April. And then you finish off final four games of April. Magic, Jazz, Blazers, Clip Show. So I think just getting a win tonight would be absolutely awesome. I think that win on Saturday night on the road against the Phoenix Suns is huge. What really does suck about the Houston Rockets this season is at home, they are such a different team. That's why I would assume, not assume, but that's why I'm going to go ahead and say that they'll win tonight's basketball game. You know, the Clippers have been kind of average the last 10 or so games. They're 5-5, Houston 4-6 in our last 10. But, you know, 5.5 games behind the 10th seed's not looking good. And, getting a win against a playoff team, a top four playoff team in the West would be absolutely huge. But, like, dude, at home, we're 21-10. I mean, it's just a completely different team at home as opposed to away. We're like Utah this season as far as home and away splits. We're 6-24 on the road, which is terrible. And if we even just had, 500, if we're 12-12, no, that's not, that math doesn't math. What's the math, dude? If we were 15-50, dude, could you imagine if the Houston Rockets were 15-15 on the road, we would be, we'd have 11 more wins. We'd be 34 and, no, geez, so much math in today's show, 38 and something. We'd be over positive. We'd be positive, but we're 6-24 on the road, man. It is absolutely terrible. So that's something to keep an eye on in these last, or after this game, in these last three games coming up before. Not technically a homestand, but those three games I mentioned on the road, Portland, Sacramento, and San Antonio, to end this week and start next week, I would love to go 2-1 on those. Ideally, would love to win three of those. The thing is, too, you never know what could happen. Say we get this win over the Clippers tonight, and then you win those three games. You're going to have to take down Sacramento on the road, which certainly isn't going to be easy, but if you win against the Clippers, Blazers, Kings, Spurs, and the Wizards, just like that, you've won seven straight basketball games, and that would put us at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 32-34. And every single thing would change as far as, kind of the play-in talks, stuff like that, the Rockets' future in general. But, the main things I want to see moving forward to end this season off are Şengün continuing to establish himself as – probably the Rockets star player, as far as, I know Amin and Cam have so much talent and they've got so much promise, so much potential, but, the minutes aren't going to be there unless, God forbid, somebody were to go down with a bigger injury or a longer term injury, as we just saw with Fred the last couple of weeks, and Amin getting, over 30 a night and him doing his thing. But, like, as far as right now goes, and Tarhisen obviously done for the season, really does suck. But for me personally, I want to continue to see Amin and Cam progress as the season goes onward. But for me, I want to see in this order, is Alperen Şengün my star player? Is Jalen Green? I mean, Jalen Green's second half really is going to determine his future with the Houston Rockets. And the way he's playing right now, I know last night 1-10 from downtown wasn't great, but those 34-point games back-to-back against the Phoenix Suns, a really good basketball team. I mean, if he can continue to string those together, like we saw, around a month ago, that dialogue's going to change. And then we got Jabari, who's looked a little bit different since his injury. He did have four straight double-doubles, but just 2 points last night against San Antonio. So, yeah, playing against Vic is interesting. It really is. So, all right, let's check the chat here. It's kind of a random riff for the Rockets trying to get way more consistent on this. We haven't done a show in like 2 weeks. I apologize. Football offseason is so dead, man. It's just desperation until one more week when free agency hits. When are you going to stream games, dude? We got to get at least one stream in here. Obviously, we'll probably stream Summer League because that stuff, streaming Summer League is very fun, or at least for the first couple of games. And then Amin went down. But we got to get a stream in soon. The thing is, dude, especially when we're playing a West Coast team, the game starts at like 10 p.m. over here. It's like, oof. Once that sun goes down, your boy gets tired. When is daylight savings? That's going to change a lot. March 10th, Sunday. Oh, daylight savings is on Sunday. All right. So that's interesting. Let me pull up my phone and see what tweets we had, because I had a bunch of tweets ready to go for this show. Oh, so this is something I saw from Big Sarge Sports. This was from a couple of days ago. I think he wrote an article on the Rockets Wire about this. I didn't read it, but here's the tweet. Quote, unquote, Green is going to be a superstar in this league, said a Phoenix Suns executive. Quote, unquote, he reminds me a lot of Devin Booker and what he went through to start his career here. The thing is, a lot of Rocket fans, and this is more the newer kids, I would say. Let's check Devin Booker's first couple of years in the league. there is going to be a team that will happily trade for this dude or sign him in a year if the Rockets, you know, don't pick him up again after his 4 years are over. That's going to give him fat minutes, and they're going to give him plenty of opportunities. Let's see Devin Booker's first couple of years in the league. All right, first season, Devin Booker, 13 points per game. Relatively, actually, like super inefficient, 42 from the field, 34 from downtown. Then we got second year Devin Booker, 22 points. Still pretty inefficient, 42% from the field. Third season Devin Booker, 25 points per game. I mean, I think if Jalen Green was averaging 25, that conversation would certainly be very well shifted. But 25 points, still pretty inefficient, 43% from the field, 38% from downtown. I would assume if Jalen Green was shooting 38% from downtown this season, he'd probably be averaging something closer to that. Jalen Green, it's difficult because of the way the Rockets team has changed in the last couple of years. Like last year, the dude had the green light, as he should. All the young kids had the green light to do too much of a green light to do anything that they wanted, taking 18 shots a night, 22 points per game. This year, Jalen's shooting less than 41% from the field, 31% from downtown, just not getting it done there. He's giving us 18 points per game. Let's check. Let's go to StatMuse. Do Jalen Green. Let's see post-All-Star Jalen Green, because I know the Rockets, we tough post-All-Star break thus far, minus the last two games. All right, let's see. Oh, of course it doesn't have it. What is that, ESPN? Jalen Green, ESPN. All right, there we go. Splits. Don't play the video. There we go. Oh, you guys can't see this. Post-All-Star break, Jalen Green, 7 games, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 39.7 from the field, 34.4% from downtown. Great number to see. Pre-All-Star Jalen Green was taking 6.5 threes a night. Post-All-Star Jalen Green is taking 9 threes a night. And pre-All-Star Jalen Green was taking 15 shots, and post-All-Star break Jalen Green has been taking 18.7 shots per game. So he's taking about 19 shots a game post-All-Star break in the 7 games. So let's hope Jalen Green – I think Jalen Green loves the moment. I think he really likes I go back to his third ever NBA game against the Lake Show and putting up 30 on King James. So I think Jalen Green's going to have himself a night tonight, and hopefully the Rockets get a win and we can go on this official 3-game winning streak. So, yeah, just a bit of a random riff. We'll be back at it probably tomorrow. But thank you guys for watching. Hit that like button. Hit that sub button. As always, it's available on Spotify and Apple. The link's down below. Throw your boy a 5-star. I really appreciate it. And we'll catch you on the flip.